grab the file.
Yep, no problem.
So this is 24598. It's an old letter, actually.
I thought we were guilty.
This is the register.
Oh, was that okay?
Next one is in the register.
Yeah.
Would you identify yourself for the record?
Sure. Detective Lieutenant Matthew Malone, M-A-L-O-N-E, Danbury Police Department.
Detective, were the charges in this case also erased?
No. These charges were found upon state fingerprint records. Failure to disclose.
So a brief statement of your case, unless that was already it?
A brief statement regarding it. The appellant was arrested in Newtown, Connecticut in April of 2005 for evading, causing injury and property damage. He was subsequently convicted and given a 6-month suspended jail sentence, 1 year of probation, and 100 hours of community service. This was not disclosed on his application, and his application, when asked about any arrest, said no.
Just a quick question. Is the denial for failure to
disclose?
Okay, it's not the circumstances or reasons?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, would you like to make a brief statement of your case?
Yes, ma'am.
Understand, this is not your case in chief. This is just a brief statement of your defense.
Like an opening.
Not guilty?
Well, we're not guilty, but you're a suitable person?
Yes, sir.
How's that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, we'll try that.
Detective?
I do not have much more to add other than the fact that this case was from April 2005 in Newtown. I did contact Newtown to understand some of the aspects of the case, whether it was injury or property damage or both. But due to the age of the case and the system, I was unable to obtain the police report. As it stands, the application says, have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction, which was answered no, and also answered no to any conviction. The conviction came back on the fingerprints that he did have a suspended 1-year sentence and did complete 100 hours of, and was to complete 100 hours of community service.
Questions for the detective? Do you have any questions you'd like to ask him?
I get to talk after him, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyone on the board have questions?
Did you follow up? Did you give him a call, or did anybody who invested give him a call just to see why he checked yes or no?
I do not believe so. No.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Your turn.
My turn. Under question 8, it says if any of these charges have been expunged, you don't have to list them.
Yep.
Okay. I did go for my pilot's license and my global entry. Both of their forms state that regardless of, you have to list them. I listed them. You got both of those. If you go through the Danbury court system, you'll find that the reason you couldn't find it, because the record's been expunged. So it no longer exists. It's been destroyed. And I'm happy to give this to you if you want to look at it. So that's why I didn't disclose it, because it said.
Yeah, well, I sort of think we need to see that. I don't have a problem with.
No, I didn't submit anything.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Careful.
Yep.
So because I stated it on my FAA pilot's license, they requested a copy of it. And that's all I was able to acquire from the court, stating that all the records have been destroyed. So that's why I didn't list it on the Danbury one.
Okay, so.
That's for the case jacket.
Yeah, so did you read this?
No. Well, it says that the case is destroyed.
No, yeah, the paperwork has been destroyed. It has nothing to do with a record of conviction. It doesn't say your record has been cleared or expunged. The actual paper record, due to the length of time, has been destroyed.
Oh, I looked up the Connecticut Clean Slate Act thing, where if so many years.
Yeah, that you have to put in for that. Yeah, so you, right now...
No, they said it was automatic.
They haven't gotten to you yet. So, yeah, it's, so...
Okay.
In a nutshell, you have a, an arrest on record and a conviction on record.
Okay.
As of, well, I'm not sure, I don't know when the lieutenant ran it recently, but...
I have checked recent, and I have found no record in our jurisdiction. No subsequent arrests or contact...
But this one's still popping up?
Yes, due to the fingerprint.
Yep, yep. So you should have answered yes and yes.
Okay. And we also know NCIC doesn't clear out the records.
Well, you still have the arrest, you still have the conviction.
No, but I thought that this was expunged, because it said all the records were destroyed and all that other stuff.
And all it means is all the records are destroyed.
So you're alleging that that was a misunderstanding on your part?
Yeah, I thought they were gone clear. Because like I said, I went for my, I got my pilot's license and my global entry, both of which forms said you have to state it. And I stated it, and they asked for additional...
So what did, when you went for global entry and the pilots, what did you list that arrest?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Because it said it didn't matter if it was expunged or not, if you've ever been.
Yep.
So I listed it.
And why didn't you list it on the application then?
Because I thought this one says if it's on question 8, at the very bottom it says if it's ever, if you were ever expunged, if the record doesn't exist anymore, you do not have to list it.
It's a misunderstanding of what record doesn't exist anymore.
I saw this. I thought, because if that's the case, I don't want this on my record. I'll petition and get it off. I thought it was off. Because it's been 20 years now.
It's not an altogether unreasonable assumption it's been destroyed while it's erased.
Would you like to ask him any questions?
Just the circumstances regarding the, were there any injuries in the accident?
Minor.
And you completed the community service?
Yes.
Okay. And in our jurisdiction, obviously, I don't have any further in-house records, and your fingerprints don't show any other records of arrest. You have no negative contacts with police departments, other jurisdictions, other states?
Nope.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an assistant director for Metro North.
Okay.
So we're federally mandated, and we get random drug tests and urine tests and all that also.
And this happened in 2005. How old were you then?
Whatever you are now, minus 20.
25.
Was it a car accident?
35.
35.
Yeah.
35.
35.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you satisfied all the requirements of the court.
Yeah.
And the probation ended after that 1 year period,
mm-hmm.
and the community service again was completed.
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Would you feel comfortable issuing the permit at this point?
If it was, as a representative of my agency, if it was disclosed and there was no misunderstanding about the question, I believe that the permit would have been issued. I do understand that there was a confusing aspect to whether or not the record still existed, but showing that he does have the pilot's license and the global entry application, which he did disclose, I find that there's no intent to deceive here, especially for a 20-year-old charge of evading responsibility, non-felony charge. So given a different set of circumstances, the permit would have been issued.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Colonel Overturf.
This is a denial by the Danbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant's failure to disclose an arresting conviction in 2005 for evading responsibility. The appellant has disclosed that arresting conviction in the past. He actually went to the length to go to, was it Danbury Court?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Danbury Court,
GA3,
retrieved documents showing the case had been, I believe it says, destroyed on that document,
yeah,
I can't, or something like that. So he was under the impression the case was dismissed, records erased, which based on his, you don't see many people who actually go and get records or trying to find the case. I think that was a reasonable assumption on the appellant's part.
Well, if you were trying to hide it, you didn't do a very good job. Applications. Any other comments? Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Attorney Wilberturk.
Appellant.
Attorney Evangelista.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Mr. Gray.
Issue, no, just kidding, appellant.
I vote for the appellant.
Thanks, Mr. Gray.
Thank you.
Always a funny